Welcome to the Always Developing podcast, a very ad hoc microcast journal of my attempt to learn Elm and other programming languages and build a side project with them. I'm going to be posting this episode not only as episode zero on Always Developing, but also as the last episode for the Rusty Elm podcast. So if you're hearing this on the Rusty Elm feed, you're probably wondering, what the hell? Where have you been? What's this? So the reason why I am dropping Rusty Elm and moving on to a whole new podcast is because I've really struggled with Rust. It's been very difficult for me to go back to my little side project, which was supposed to have a Rust back end with an Elm front end, and pick up where I left off every time. If it was like a week, even, I would struggle to read what I'd done and comprehend it sufficiently to be confident about what I then worked on. I found the syntax very difficult to read. It's very, very dense. It has a lot of individual characters scattered all over the place, as if it's punctuation and only very few actual meaningful words. Lots of semicolons and colons and angle brackets and brackets. And I just struggled to parse it and understand. There's a lot of prelude and this kind of stuff. Lots of problems with dependencies. Well, at least I had lots of problems with dependencies when I was working with the cargo tooling. And I just found myself procrastinating about working on the project. And that's not good. This is supposed to be a fun side project, something for me to enjoy as a different language or two to learn. Something to inform my day job by experience different languages and paradigms. And just keep the old noggin learning. I found myself working on things like SnippetPixie, my little Vala-based app for Linux, which is a text expander as such. I found excuses for working on that. Not that I really needed it. It needed a little bit of work. And a couple of months ago, I started cracking on with that and spent lots and lots and lots of time working on SnippetPixie instead of my little side project that was supposed to be in Rust and Elm. And I enjoyed it. Valo is not too dissimilar to Rust in that it is a sort of C-style language, and it has borrowing, and it has semicolons, and it has brackets everywhere. But it's just that a little bit simpler, a little bit easier to pass, and I just found it more enjoyable to work with. Same thing can be said for WPCronPixie, my little dashboard widget for the WordPress front end and admin that lets you see your cron in the dashboard. See the events and the schedules. There's a release of WordPress 5.4 due out tomorrow. So a couple of weeks ago, decided to give WPCronPixie a test, and while I was at it, fixed a bug. It was lovely to be working on it again. It is an Elm front end with a PHP back end. And it just reminded me how much I enjoy working with Elm. The bug was, once I got into it, not a great deal. not a lot of work, but I had to do a bit of work in Elm, I had to do a bit of work in PHP, and it was great, it was fun, it was nice to accomplish something and enjoy doing it compared to this little side project. So that was basically the nail in the coffin. Time to let Rusty Elm go and move on with something different. So with Always Developing, at the moment at least, it's going to be Elm as my front end that I'm working on and talking about in my little microcast journal. But the back end could be anything. I'm going to play with a bunch of languages. At the moment, I'm playing with V, or VLang, if you're searching for it, which is very, very alpha. There is not, it's very not a production language. You really don't want to be using it, but I am enjoying using it. It's one of those things where you find a problem with the language, you fix it, you submit a PR, and it actually gets accepted, and that is nice. Yeah, it's great to feel that you're actually contributing to a new language. And I do like the syntax. It's not Elm. It's not quite as clean as Elm. And it's definitely of a C style. But it doesn't have like semicolons. It doesn't have a plethora of brackets. They've reduced that somewhat. But it is definitely of a style that I like, in that it's statically typed. Seems to be pretty fast and just fun. It's simple. It's got a pretty lightweight ecosystem. You're kind of building a lot yourself. But for something that just connects to a database and produces a bit of REST data, it's fine. That's all I need. So that's what I'm playing with at the moment. The chances are I'll be playing with something else in a few weeks or so. But the point is to get cracking on with fleshing out the Elm front end and providing that with a bit of data, and then decide at some point what the back end should actually be in after playing with a few things. And while I'm doing that, I will probably post a few microcasts. So it's bye bye Rusty Elm, and hello Always Developing. Thanks for listening to my ramble. Hopefully I'll be getting a few of these out a little bit more often than I did with Rusty Elm. I should blinking well hope so. Speak to you later. Take care.